Each failure is a step closer to success. You're listening to episode 24 of Learn With Us. I'm Ken.
And I'm Nikos. Learn With Us is the best podcast you will ever hear.
Ever. This one's going to go down in history.
Yeah. We are too busy, man. Too busy.
Yes. Too busy to podcast, but here we are nonetheless.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to actually meeting you one day when I get over to do some business over there. It'd be fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. We get you set up on a pair of Nikes.
Yeah, will they fly me home?
No, but they have air in them. Right. So you'll have air under your feet.
Great.
I just got a new pair today. Digging them.
Did they pay you in Nike shoes over there?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
So I made.
We were discussing how we were paying for our AWS account, and we thought, oh well, maybe Zappos shoes, all the Nikes in Zappos are AWS payment.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we digress. So what's new with you?
Oh, hi. I was just at two business meetings this morning. I had a breakfast with CrowdStrike, and then I had a lunch with FireEye, which are security providers, so I'm really full up. And then I came home and did a YouTube video, and then I got tired after that.
Can I ask you, were there any pigeons involved in your YouTube video?
Unfortunately, there are no low-flying pigeons in my bedroom. But there is a black background in my video now. And I used a light on my camera for the first time, which makes me look a bit... I had the brightness a bit too high. You'll see what I mean when you watch that video.
All right. Be sure to include a link in the show notes. What's the video about?
It's about TensorFlow, JS.
Ah, machine learning.
It's a 17-minute video on how to store data in JavaScript arrays. So if you're feeling a bit sleepy, if you find it a bit hard getting to sleep, then, yeah. So
an interesting topic.
Yes. So we have a bit of an announcement to make tonight.
Yes.
Drum roll.
Yeah, so I'm going to... bow out of podcasting. I'm going to leave it up to the professionals like Nikos. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
We call it a little sabbatical from the world of podcasting. I think I'll be back at some point.
I might. One thing that I'm finding as the years go on is I think there's a value in saying no to things, even things that you have already agreed to.
Yeah.
So in like this podcast, I'm also stepping away from the TypeScript, Portland TypeScript meetup. So I'm trying to open up my schedule, saying no to the right things, so I can say yes to others.
It's always good, man.
Yeah. I have three children, and they have things that they want to do, and I want to be as open and available to them as possible.
Totally respect that, man. That's a man who prioritizes his family is a man who prioritizes correctly. So.
Yeah. And running a podcast while, we only get on the podcast maybe once a month now, but still it's like another thing that I have to think about. I have to consider. It's not a non-trivial amount of time that we spend on it.
Sure.
So yeah, the conversations we have though, I do enjoy.
Yeah, they're fun.
I do enjoy having somebody to talk to that's not in my same day-to-day work, and especially learning about your data visualization efforts and your machine learning efforts. I, I've really enjoyed just hearing you and the excitement that you have for those.
Thank you.
And I'm sure our listeners also benefit from that too.
Yeah, I'm just sort of trying to take them on a journey, and I think going forward I've got a good idea for another co-host that we might I might bring have as a co-host. He's been on before, I won't tell you who he is, but when he decides to join, then we will know he has joined.
Yes.
I don't want to put any pressure on him, that's why. So maybe I probably
could do a traveling guest host as well, where you have just one new guest host every week, which wouldn't necessarily be not every week, every episode. Don't want to paint you in a corner.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to get them to pay for the hosting every time. Yeah. If anybody does want to sponsor the podcast, we will definitely be helpful, because it's not free, both in cost for hosting and also for time. So if anyone's listening that wants to get their name out there, well, we're still cheap. Think it was as Apple when we just invented the iPod. That's how cheap we are right now. But we won't be cheap in 5 years' time.
Did you purchase one of the first Apple iPods?
No.
I didn't either. I was one of those people that went for the inexpensive knockoff, and I think it bit me in the butt, right? Because I couldn't, I didn't have the tools, like the software was not that great. Mm-hmm. Apple's software was not that great either, but it was at least better and allowed you to make playlists and stuff like that. Where I think the software I had was just allowed me to drop files on an SD card or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we had SD cards back then.
So in terms of what I'm doing, next week I'm running three events next week.
Woo.
I'm running at the TensorFlow JavaScript meetup in London. And I will be talking about practical uses of TensorFlow. I'm still looking for another speaker. If I don't find another speaker, I'll have to talk for about an hour. But we have pizza and beer and stuff at the end. And there's also an F1 car there that people can drive virtual.
F1? Is that a Ferrari? Is that what that is?
Yeah, F1 simulator thing. It's a great venue. There's like space for 80 people or something. But only 22 have signed up. So if you're in London, then what are you waiting for? Sign up! Dang. And then the next day, I'm running an event for the fourth time. It's called Secrets of World Class Developers, and that's at Porsche Mayfair. We still have 4 tickets left, so you can go onto my website, quantumjs.com, then go to the events link, and you can join up for that. And then there's also a 4-hour TensorFlow.js and JavaScript workshop for data scientists, Python developers, or even just people that want to learn some JavaScript and machine learning. And then it's not all but TensorFlow.js, because I would actually struggle to talk about it for that long, but it's a workshop teaching practical JavaScript skills and TensorFlow skills. That's my cool. Shameless advertising. But the one thing I've discovered, Ken, is that I really enjoy getting to know people at events and running events. And what I especially like about events is actually getting other people to talk as well, in terms of... So what we do is, in the Secrets of World Class Developers, is we have breakout sessions. We talk about what we do for a given situation, how we recruit, how we interview, what kind of things do we use to promote for developer happiness. And what I've discovered is that what I'm actually doing is actually industrial psychology. It's actually a term for what I'm teaching there. So I looked at Wikipedia and I'm reading about industrial psychology. I'm thinking, that's what I'm doing. Are they copying me or something like that? But yeah, so that's where I see myself going in the future, is doing a lot more type of people events, talking about soft skills. But I still want to keep my technical edge, and I think this TensorFlow stuff is challenging me enough to keep me interested. I get kind of bored with just React and Vue and Ember, all the front end stuff. I see myself doing more and more data science stuff, and that's the direction I might take this podcast. Actually, I might make it focused on JavaScript and data science and have like more and more data science in here. But obviously it'll be flavored as a web developer, so it won't alienate people that have not done Python and stuff like that, because I'll be talking about JavaScript stuff.
The beauty of the podcast name is that it's so ambiguous, it could be anything. Literally anything that you would like to learn. So if TensorFlow, data visualization, data science, all of that fits in the realm of what Learn With Us is all about. So and when you get bored of those topics or your audience becomes less interested, you can move on to something else like pottery or cooking.
Or botany.
Or botany.
Yeah, or toenail clippings.
I don't think you're gonna have a wide audience with toenail clippings.
Well, it's different styles, you know. You could have like Asian toe clippings, American toe. No, okay, I'll stop.
Please.
So, where do you see yourself going? What direction are you heading in terms of career-wise? Then,
man, you know what? Since we started, we're 24 episodes in on this thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still a beginner, or not even. I can't even say I'm a beginner at React apps. I have not built a single React app ever, and it's so funny because I'm in React code all day long at work, but don't ask me to write a React app. I would not know how to do it. But JavaScript, I know it like the back of my hand. So I'm going to continue to leverage my knowledge in JavaScript and try to advance the adoption of TypeScript. And hopefully I'll learn React along the way. But as of right now, I'm not a React expert. So, but that's kind of where I'm at career-wise. And,
okay.
You know, I lead a team of four developers, and you know, we're happy with what we're at, what we're doing, and where we're at. So I'm going to continue doing it.
There's a lot of people that would like to be in that situation. Yeah.
Yeah. But for anybody out there that is interested in like what the next career move would be for you, React is not a bad move. Learning Open API or learning, why can't I think of it?
What's Open API?
Open API is like JSON schema or
That's Swagger, right. Yeah, I had a senior moment there.
Or why can't I think of the other? What's the other new one that's all the rage?
It's Swagger. Query. RAML.
It's a query language. I can't think of it. It's for REST APIs.
I know what it's called. Graph query language. That's it.
Right, GraphQL. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
If you want to be smarter than me, learn GraphQL.
Well, this is what makes this podcast so great, is the outtakes that we don't bother to take out.
It's so true.
You never know when you're going to have problems, but they're funny, so they're funny.
Yes. That's kind of where I think that I see the world going, is using GraphQL and what's the library, Apollo or Prism. I think that's the stuff people are using around GraphQL.
And just keep it going, because podcasts are worth it. We're worth it. Yeah, man. And you're always welcome to come back. I'll leave the door open for you, man.
Yeah. I wanted to mention the last Portland TypeScript meetup that we had a really great presentation. We had Jason Langsdorf from Gatsby.js come and present, and that was cool. And he was on the last episode that I had recorded for this podcast. That's cool. I'm super excited to see where you take it. And I'm always going to be listening to it no matter what. So I wanted, I probably will. I wanted to point out, I wish I had like a link to share, but I don't. Anyway, there was a presentation at the Portland TypeScript meetup at the end of last month with Joe Karasek. I think I'm saying his name right. Anyway, I'll have a link for his LinkedIn in the show notes. But he essentially started developing. He didn't have any programming skills in the beginning of 2016, and now he's a design systems developer. Or is that right? Is that the kind of term that you use for, like, not prototyping, but like visual design systems? Anyway, yeah. He's a developer, but yeah. Anyway, so he was kind of, his talk was about how to become a good developer. And most of the stuff he talked about in his presentation was more about soft skills than it was about, you know, the technical stuff. Like, you don't need to, you know all the frameworks, but you do need to know the basics. Or, you know, you don't need to be a React expert, but you do need to know JavaScript. So a lot of the stuff that he was talking about was like, okay, don't overcommit yourself to projects, or if you don't have enough information, speak up and ask for the right information. I wish I had a recording for it, because it was like, it was all the things that I wish I had heard when I was first starting out. Every bit of it was so true. I'll see if I can find, I know he's given that presentation at a few different meetups here in Portland. And I'll see if I can dig up a video for that. And if nothing else, I can ask him for his slide deck. Cause it was like a treasure trove of like wisdom. And he's only been doing this for 2 years, so I'm like, really impressed at what he showed. So, I'll include some links in the show notes about that.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, everything that you're doing, and in addition to, you know, this podcast, like, is super inspiring. I'm really impressed with where you've taken things in your career. So. Kudos to you.
Thanks, man. Cool. Yeah. So I'm doing a lot of different things right now. You know, like, people are surprised sometimes. You've got a YouTube channel, you've got two podcasts, writing a book. You know, but the thing is, a lot of that time is I'm not working for clients, so there's a large opportunity cost there. Yeah. But I'm more investing for the long term.
Yep.
That's why I'm taking these. You know, I mean, I basically could have earned a whole year's worth of contracting, but I've basically spent that time making YouTube videos and podcasts and just relearning things, you know, learning new things. But that's the way I want to do it. I mean, that's just, I'm a bit of a risk taker, but I'll pay off in the end.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you can do it, then it's worth a shot. Like, and it might be that one or two of these things succeed that you're trying, and, you know, the other remaining three or four of them fail, but you wouldn't know unless you tried. So I think that's a great way to go about it if you have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. So you, I guess you see yourself, so how long have you been at Nike now? A year or something, is it? Or 6 months?
Yeah, it'll be a year in July.
So you're enjoying the sort of more managerial style?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not managing people. I'm managing code style. I'm managing commits.
Yeah.
You know, managing the direction of the code base. Being a technical lead, you kind of get a little bit of like, oh, I can guide the team's direction, but I don't have to necessarily manage the people. Luckily, I work with a great team, so it's not like I would have to manage a whole lot of people anyway. They're all pretty autonomous and can do their work at home, or I'm never worried about things getting done. So yeah, it's been nice and fun.
I'm going to make a new series on YouTube. I'm going to call it something like Exercise for Programmers. I'm going to start off the video with me like sitting with the laptop with it all hunched over with like glasses on, and then I have like 5 cans of Red Bull on the table with some pizza, and then I'll basically be typing on the laptop, and then I'll be turn into like why you need to keep fit. Do some like videos on like doing some exercises at the gym and stuff, you know, for programmers.
That's perfect. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of programmers have just got absolutely horrified by the idea, but
I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I drink tea at work now. I used to, and I drink a lot of water, but I used to drink like 5 cans of Pepsi every day.
Whoa.
It's like night and day, like how much cans soda I would drink, and I'm so grateful I don't do that. But yeah, the developer exercise program regimen, that's what we need.
Yeah, there's not many people that are programmers on YouTube that talk about exercise. There's like one channel I know, but he's quitting programming, so I might be the only YouTuber out there who's a programmer and has a fitness channel.
Oh really?
Niche market. I could start up a gym, programmers only gym or something.
There was I remember I think it was Wes Boss on his podcast saying something about, oh yeah, I think this is at devlifts.io. refactor your body, sitting, pizza, deadlines, caffeine, hot fixes, burgers, and office politics is a seriously destructive pattern to your current and long-term health. But you can start fighting back today. That's where we come in. So yeah, there's like a DevLifts is like a developer fitness training company, and they put together like a workout program for developers.
Man, I'm going to enjoy giving you the show notes to do today, because and I also thought of the broken audio.
it's your last one, man, so you gotta put the work in, man.
Yeah,
this one will never see the light of day. No, just kidding.
I like that cheeky one you put in the last time with the jokes at the end. It was, for anyone listening to the very end, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
On my last video, YouTube actually did a proper thumbnail this time, so I was getting a bit lazy with the thumbnails, allowing YouTube to pick the thumbnails, I mean, on your CV, you can always put your Learn With Us podcast in there, you know, so. And if we ever change the name, you can always keep your link to I Started This Podcast, because we'll always have the episodes up there.
Yes, as long as we keep paying for hosting, they'll be there.
yeah well, that's for the sponsors to pay for.
Yeah, you should set up a Patreon so people can give you cash if they want.
Do people actually use that for podcasts?
I've been doing it for oh gosh, what's the podcast? Soft Skills Engineering. For about 4 or 5 months now, I've been giving them $20 a month, and they announce my name.
Nice.
They announce my name every episode.
Do they announce it at the start or the
end? At the start. Yeah.
Oh, you got a good one going. That's good.
Yeah. So they put if you contribute $20 a month, they'll announce your name at the beginning of the episode for each episode, and they do like one a week. And
right,
they have read about like 6 or 7 different other people getting announced. So at the same, they announced my name, they announced 6 or 7 other people.
So what if we had? How would that look with us? So say we had John Smith A, B, and John Smith B, and John Smith C. How would that work in our podcast? How would it go?
Oh, it would go. And thank you to our following patrons for contributing at a $20 level. Ken Howard or John Smith A, John Smith B, John Smith C, and they just go through the list.
Yeah, but it'd be after like you listen to episode 25 of Land with Love, was and thank you to John Smith A.
Yep, exactly.
John Smith B, son. Right. Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it gives everybody a little bit of a shout out, like a little bit of like I always feel good listening to the episode when I hear my name. Like, oh, I feel good about this.
Yeah.
So.
What if I sang the names? So imagine you're listening to episode 25 of Lemon Thoughts. This podcast is sponsored by John Bismuth A, John Smith B, John Smith C.
You might not get the audience you intended.
What audience would I get?
I don't know.
I'm sure people learn a lot about tech in this episode today.
Yeah, this episode today is going to be a different episode than based on what we've done in the past. But I think we've reached
the sign of good things to come.
I think we've reached the end of our episode.
Yes, we have, and we've reached the end of Ken's first batch of podcasts.
That's right. I got a taste,
and
I got a taste for it, so that felt good.
So thanks to everybody for listening. As usual, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because I'm not sure if anyone's done that yet, but hey.
Right, we'll take one.
Be the first. We'll take one. And I want to say thanks very much for Ken, who was the guy who got me started in podcasting, which was one of the best career moves I ever made. Thank you for the motivation to do that, and thanks for being with us this whole year. We are going to miss you, but we'll certainly have you on at least as a guest in the future, and we'll see what happens. But thanks very much, Ken. It's been a great pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I will miss doing it, but I also enjoy not doing it. So thanks so much.
Yeah. And when we have you on as a guest, I'll do the. You just need to send me the audio file, and I'll deal with it.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, well, thanks everybody. It's been wonderful.
Thanks, Ken.